This is an excerpt from The Harm, taken from Anne Boyer's A Handbook of Disappointed Fate. It is perhaps better to allow oneself to feel the harm than not to feel it, for the harm may also be like an entry in the encyclopedia of what has not yet been written, but what is important to know. One might find in this entry the genus of the harm and its relation to other harms, might grow secure in a knowledge of harm's taxonomy. One might find there an account of the harm's complex relation to what is true, right, etc., that reveals crucial but elusive information about what is true, right, etc. One might find there, in the embodied sensations of harm, the common sense of suffering that allows one to obtain information about what is just and unjust in the common world. One might find information on how to act in this feeling, what alliances to make or decline, what objects to lift with one's dominant hand, what to do with the objects one's dominant hand has lifted, how to operate in the bitter system of the world as it is, whether to turn left or sit down or touch hands lightly with a friend and follow the contradictions to their end. The harm can be studied like everything. Every wept tear, a textbook, every minute of a shallow breathing monograph, 7 hours and 14 minutes of a sleepless night, a tedious to read, but potentially useful dissertation on having existed. It is not as if what is true, right, urgent, and necessary is a light, and what is harm is the darkness. They are both darknesses. They are both lights. I'd like to thank Joelle Kidd for sharing that passage with me yesterday in response to Merton's On Suffering. It's pretty fascinating to me to see these ideas be passed and translated and warped and come back around full circle through space and time. And the thing that I keep coming back to is something I said yesterday about our emotions and feelings being medicine, that there's medicine in them all. And I think Boyer really gets to the heart of that in that paragraph that I just read to you. Our wounds contain wisdom. And I'm very curious to see what wisdom you can find in your wounds, both big and small. And it's just coming to me now that I think the first time I said wounds, I said wombs. So, you know, just scratch that. I'm sure wombs contain wisdom too, but that's not what we're here to talk about right now. And oh, look, there goes her ADHD brain because she's only had one cup of tea so far today. Let's bring it back here, Court. So yes, our wounds contain suffering. Our emotions contain medicine. And if we actually sit there and feel our feelings through our body, Boyer says, we might find the genus of the harm. I think that's really beautiful. I'm definitely going to go pick up this book, hopefully later this week. And I actually have a very interesting Merton already selected for you tomorrow that expands upon these ideas just a little bit more. I know this is a bit of a longer one this morning. I apologize for my scatteredness. There's a lot going on. The window's open. The corvids have been calling. The blossoms are blossoming on the apricot tree. And I'm just trying to soak spring in for all that it is right now. Okay, I think that's it for today. As always, stay hydrated, stay grounded. I love you all so very much. Thank you for listening. Take good care of yourselves and see you on the other side.